Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio.
To Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got a great show tonight. We've got a friend, not only a former guest, but a friend. Any of our guests have always become friends. We have such a good time on the show. And a newcomer, which we're going to get to meet and talk to, but real quick, thank you to Joe Lewis Walker for joining us on Sunday. Oh, man, what a great new album. Go check it out. Eclectic Electric. Man, you got to check that out. It is so good. And it's all, not all of them. There's maybe four originals, but the rest are covers. And they're all songs that people who admire Joe said, we love how you play this. And that's how he picked the song. So anyway, go check it out. Joe Lewis Walker, Eclectic Electric. It came out. Oh, it didn't come out yet. Today's the 10th. It's coming out on the 12th. That's right, the 12th. So go to joelewiswalker.com and check it out. So that's going to be cool. But tonight, we've got lyricist. Rick does so much. He's actually, it's funny, he's got this book out about hats, which we're going to talk about. But he is a man of many hats. And he's a songwriter, author, poet, lyricist, and he's won tons of, well, I don't know how many exactly, but a lot of awards. And he's actually got a platinum album, and he's written for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And again, he's been on the show before, and he sings one of my favorite, well, he doesn't sing, he wrote one of my favorite songs, Willie the Kid. I love that song, and you know I play that here a lot. And also joining us is musician Frank Garcia, who has he's huge in his own right too. I mean, he's a composer, producer, guitarist, and everything. And he's also, the both of them are co-founders of the band we're going to talk about, Los Bandoleros. And we're going to play some music off of there. So hey guys, how you doing? Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia. Rick, Frank,
hey, fine.
How are you,
how you doing, Joanne?
Hey. Hey, nice to be on.
Hey, we're both here.
Yep. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I sure can.
Cool.
So how did you guys... Now, I know Rick's been on the show before, and, we've talked about his other music and his books as well, but how did the two of you guys, ever meet? How did you hook up to start working together?
Well, tell me, Frank.
No, I'll let you answer it.
Well, it was like 10 years ago, something like that. And we have been writing all sorts of music together for the past 10 years. So
yeah.
Some is, Latin, salsa, pop, whatever it is. And some is country, and some is pop. I mean... Frank is the most versatile co-writer I've ever worked with. So
now,
Frank,
do you play all the instruments on the work that you guys work on, or specifically Los Bandoleros? I mean, do you have a full band in there, or is that you doing everything?
Yeah, we it's all me. I mean, I play both. I mean, play guitar, keyboards, drums. I mean, I had to learn, you know, how to play because it was being in a band was fun. It was great when I was young, but, you know, it got to a point where telling people what to do, nobody wanted to hear that. So once I learned that, you know, you can get sequencers and computers or whatever to make music with, and that became a band. So, yeah.
Wow. I know. It's so hard. It's hard to be in it.
Many of the songs, we have world-class players playing on it who are the best you could imagine. So they are, you know, so
yeah.
We have, I can name them if you want, but it doesn't matter. But, yeah.
Now, also, I know we were going to talk about Rick's new book, which has been in the making for some time, because I think we discussed it last time you were on the show, Rick, Under
yes.
Santa's Hat, your new book. And I think, Frank, you worked on that too, no?
On the Santa's Hat?
No,
on the song.
He wrote the
Monster
music.
Mesh,
to,
Monster Mesh, the Santa's
music.
Monster
yeah.
Mesh.
He wrote,
yeah, wrote
the music and produced Santa's Monster Bash.
That's
played
it,
that
yeah.
Too.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of yeah.
So, Rick, what's going on with Under Santa's Hat right now?
Well, because the illustrator was a little late with the illustrations, I was told by the printer it wouldn't be ready at best case scenario was December 15th. I don't believe in best case scenario, so... it's going to be out next Christmas, I suppose, you know, but my concentration is on this band now, not on Under Santa's Hat.
Right, right. And when did you guys decide to put together Los Bandoleros? Am I saying it right? I have no Spanish in
yes,
me whatsoever. Los Bandoleros.
Los Bandoleros. That's
well,
perfect.
Frank can say it better than me.
Yeah, Frank, you say it a hell of a lot better, you know. What are you Cubans? What are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I figure. What,
yeah.
Frank?
I said unfortunately or fortunately.
Oh, no. No, I just meant with your accent. You said it perfectly, so I knew you had Latin in you, obviously,
well,
with a name like Garcia.
On the Los Bandoleros stuff, he wrote all of the Spanish lyrics, you know, so it's I wrote the English lyrics, he wrote the Spanish lyrics, so it's a blend of the two.
Right. Well, that's what I like about it. I mean, it really is a mix, I mean, you've got everything going on in there, you know. It's a little bit rock, it's salsa, I mean, you got the Latin in there, I mean, everything is just all wrapped into one.
Yeah.
And it sounds
great.
A lot
of work went into that stuff, you know. So,
yeah. How long did it take you guys to do that? And did you do it remotely?
What, probably 3 years or something like that. I mean, a long time.
It was a matter of you know, getting you could write the lyric and I could put the music to it, but the style, developing, finding the right singer, you know, finding the musicians and all that stuff, it took a while.
I wrote the lyric first on most of these, so, and that's kind of rare because Elton John, Bernie Taupin wrote the lyric first, but usually, in terms of collaborating, the music will come first. Whether it's George Gershwin or whomever, but so somehow I had these lyrics in my head, and it worked with Frank, and thank God for that. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And who do you guys have singing on these? And are these people performing? Is Los Bandoleros out performing? I mean, where can people see them? Or no? What's the status with that?
Well, we're kind of a studio band right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're. What do you say, Frank, about this?
I think it takes dedication from musicians to dedicate themselves, you know, to a project, you know, when you got, you can have a writer, you know, writing the lyrics and writing the music, that's all well and good, but you got to have the performer. Now, the performer to make, you know, dedicate themselves to an actual career of performing, touring, you know, doing the gigs, wherever. It's hard to find, especially now with COVID. I think a lot of musicians are hurting, you know, but I don't know. Maybe it's lightening up. We'll see. Right now, I think it's really tough to answer.
Well, where are you, Frank? Are you in L.A. also or no?
Yeah, I'm in L.A.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't recognize the area code.
Yeah,
on your phone number.
It's a computer phone.
Oh,
it's the
okay.
only thing that guarantees that my battery won't die. You know?
Oh, there you go. There you go, Rick. That's what you should have used. Your computer.
No.
So your battery wouldn't die. Whoops.
Yes, I should.
I just lost my screen. There we go.
I have to go to Verizon tomorrow and get a new charger.
Hmm. Well, instead of talking about it, why don't we let everybody get a listen to Los Bandoleros?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I love it. I think it's really definitely different. And if you like salsa, you're going to love it. And if you're into the rock pop thing, you're going to dig it, too. So how about we do Bandolero? We'll do that first cut.
Perfect.
All right, everybody. Bandolero by Los Bandoleros, written by Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia. Wow, that is so different, man.
Well, listen to Frank's mean guitar on that. You know?
Well, I was just going to say, Frank, what did you grow up listening to? Obviously Latin in your house, but as a top 40 radio on regular radio, what did you listen to?
That's a really good question, because actually I did not listen to salsa.
Really?
Salsa, I didn't like salsa at all. What I liked was Chick Corea, Al Di Meola. I would listen to jazz, Return to Forever, John McLaughlin, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, of course. That stuff. I loved everything American. Anything Spanish, I didn't care for. I mean, I did grow up listening to it in the sense where I had no choice but to hear it.
Right, in the house. That's what I meant.
But
it was probably blasted in the house.
Hey, it's from
No, because here's the funny thing. My father, he was in the military. He came to the United States to study in a military academy. And then he was he had to join the choir. And the director of the choir pointed to him to sing a note, and his voice cracked, and everybody laughed at him. So from that day on, he hated music. So anyways, me being the firstborn in my family, I ended up being a musician. He never supported that, you know. So we never really got along, but that's another story. The point I'm making is that, no, there was no music played in the house. The Latin music that I heard was friends of mine that were musicians that their parents played or they heard in clubs and whatever. And I did go to clubs in Florida. It's full of a lot of salsas everywhere. But the thing is that I didn't have that passion for it. It just, I grew up, I think it's like via osmosis where I gather, the groove and the feeling, what have you. But no, rock and roll, I loved it. And then when I heard Santana, oh my God, okay, that was cool.
Yeah,
he's got that rock thing, you know, with a Latin feel. Because you can't say Santana salsa, but you can say he's got a Latin groove, you know,
definitely
some kind of Spanish thing.
Right,
and I was just saying you
can hear the versatility and everything that's in that song. I mean, that you listen to, that you love everything. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I ask, because everything is in there.
Yeah, I love music in general. I mean, music to me is like the voice of God. Is what I was telling Ricky the other day.
How about Jaco? How about Jaco?
Yeah, Jaco's another. He's a brilliant mind. That and he was a guitar player at first, and my partner, ex-partner, in Florida, he discovered him. And I think he's got
his last name, Pistorius.
Pistorius, Jaco Pistorius. Yeah. You can buy any synth. You can go to Guitar Center right now and buy any keyboard. Whatever synthesizer you buy, even a Kmart or Sears or wherever. Sears is still alive. But you can buy any synthesizer, and you'll find there's a bass sound. It's called Jaco, the Jaco sound, you know, or a Jaco bass sound or whatever. That's how famous
he played with Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now the people that are singing on Bandolero, how come we don't have them singing and going out performing?
I don't know. I'll have Ricky. You can answer that one.
Because we are at this point kind of a studio band, you know, that I'm in contact with all the singers and stuff, all the musicians. But we're kind of a studio band where we'll put together a band very quickly. Boston,
you need to, because people would love to. I can picture people dancing to this at like a concert or a festival or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I was telling Rick the other day about we're kind of like. Well, I'm not going to say we're kind of like, but it reminds me of what we're doing. It reminds me of Boston, the group Boston, who actually started out with, I think it was an 8-track he had in the studio or in his basement or whatever, and he had a singer friend of his. The guy who started the group actually played all the instruments and wrote all the music and everything, and then
Frank,
he had a friend that was a...
You're not going to believe this. When we started this conversation and I asked how long it took, guess what came to my mind?
Don't know.
Boston.
Oh, really?
Boston?
Yeah, well,
really?
You know how long that first album took to put together? And it was all done by, what's his name? Tom Schwartz. Is it Tom Schwartz?
Yeah.
Schwartz.
Yeah.
Schultz.
He actually produced.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if he was an electronic wizard or whatever, knew about electronics or fixing electronic.
No, he did. He was some kind of computer engineer or something. That's what he did for a living. Yeah, yeah.
Because he made the first little preamp that I bought was a little. It's called a Rockman, I think it was called. It's a little. It's almost like a bigger size than an iPhone. And you strapped it on your belt, and you plugged your guitar into it, and you plugged that into an amplifier so you can have the big speakers or whatever. But that had that Boston guitar sound.
Yeah.
Unmistakable. Yeah.
But I just can't believe that you said Boston, and I was thinking that when we started our initial conversation.
Wow.
Well, listen, we've got a caller. Let's take a caller. Let's see who's calling in.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on. Let's see who we got calling in. Hang on. Let's connect them here. Let's see who we got. Who's the next victim? Hello, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia. Want to say hi, or what do you want to say?
I just want to say, Frank, how do you come up with your music lyrics? So how do you, I follow you, and I like your beats and everything, and I just want to know who inspires you? Who do you look up to? Who do you try to follow?
Well, I always wanted to be like Al Di Meola. I even wore glasses because I didn't need glasses, but I just wanted to look like him and play like him, But that was the only fan I had, it was jazz. He was jazz. He's a really fast guitar player. He's really good. Him and John McLaughlin and who was the other guy? I forgot his name. But yeah, that's the best answer to your question.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, would you like a copy of Up? They hung up. I was going to ask them if they'd like a copy
of
the
CD. They were the first ones. Yeah.
I didn't get his phone number. I didn't. He hung up so fast, I didn't get his number to call him back.
Somebody else to call in.
Yeah. Now, we have a couple of other songs, excuse me, lined up. Now, I don't know, pardon me, losing my voice. I don't know if Frank worked on these as well. But we've got America and One Kind Word. And there was another one I wasn't sure that Frank worked on.
Not One Kind.
One Night Together. Are you guys
together
on those
yes
two? I'm sorry.
Of course, everything. Frank wrote the music and produced everything.
Yeah.
Cool. Very nice. Let me see.
Frank is... a brilliant guy, let me tell you. So
hang on, let me see something. I want to pick one. How about America? Let's do America.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Here we go, guys. Here's another one, America. You're going to love this one, too. Check this out. And they're so different. I love it. Here we go. America by Rick Ryan, Frank Garcia from Los Bandoleros. I'll get it right, I promise. cool. Nice anthem song. What is it actually saying? America what?
In America, a land of milk and honey, you find every rose, every color. Initially that. I mean, everything that you ever dreamed of. Come to America, you find... That's
Rick, where do you get your inspiration for your lyrics? I mean, you write everything. I mean, you write country. Now, look, you're writing Spanish.
No, I
mean, you know.
I didn't write America.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know Spanish. You know, I could trip over Spanish and not know it. But
that was basically that song, if I may. America was actually a follow-up to another song that I had written called Bailarina. Well,
yes.
I was working for another employer at the time. A gentleman, he had a TV show, and he asked me to write some theme songs for the show and the music for the dancers and the things.
Oh,
he started Star Search back in the day. Him and Ed McMahon were partners. That's the story I heard. And,
really?
And he hired me to. We met through my partner in Florida, who discovered Jocko, who we were talking about earlier.
What's his name? What's his name?
Sam Riddle. He's a DJ, I believe, or a radio host also. He hired me to do these because he had like five different Spanish version of Star Search shows. This was earlier. This was like 1991, 1990, during that time. Anyways, so one of the songs that one of the entertainers was performing was a song by the Gypsy Kings. And what they wanted was to do a version of it in the same style, but not to do the original song.
Mm-hmm.
So I, being a musician, I mean, I grew up, I was 16 years old, and I was desperate to get out of my parents' house, you know, and I wanted to be a professional musician, professional entertainer. The only way I could do that is to be good at what I did. And so I learned, you know, as best as I could. And one of the things that I did was understand how musicians or the records, the musicians were playing to the records that I was listening to. That was my library. That was my school. That's what
right.
I, you know, that's how I learned. And
right.
So when I heard this is the kind of style of music that did. Okay, I'll try that style. Let me see what they're doing, how they're playing. You know, is it a guitar? Is it a bass? Is it keyboards? You know, is it a synthesizer? Is it an actual orchestra? Whatever. And so I did whatever I needed to do to sound as close as possible to that type of sound and compose something that's totally unique and original. And based on that song came America, which is the same sound.
Right.
And you can go and listen to...
I have to interject this. Frank was with a band called OXO in the early 80s, right, Frank?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was signed by Geffen Records.
It was like 200 years ago.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, you know, that he's been around the block many times. Like me.
That's a good way to put it, right? Well, listen, we've got a caller. How about we take this caller? They've been holding a while, and I don't want to be rude. Let's see who we got on the phone. Let's see. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia. How are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. My name's Chuck. How are you doing?
Hey, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I was wondering, Frank kind of touched on my question a little bit. I was wondering if they, you know, have branched out into other genres of music. But I guess maybe I'd address to Rick because Frank went over some of his influences and things he listened to when he was young. What about Rick? What were some of his influences?
The influences. Bob Dylan, the Beatles. I worked with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I mean, I don't know my influences. They were, I guess, my influences. So, you know, Frank and I got together, and we have done so many songs that are not only salsa type songs, but rock songs, pop songs, all that. You know, it's a unique blend of people, you know, where not many people who write songs don't realize that most writers of songs start with the melody, not the lyric. Whereas Frank was versatile enough to start with the lyric first. And
there's rhythm to your lyric,
yeah. Yeah, some kind of rhythm, you know. I mean, I was blessed with some kind of talent, I guess, you know, but to write something with rhythm that I've worked with, like, four or five co-writers who many of them, or not many, there aren't that many, but have never found a lyricist after I worked with them. So that says something right there. Now, that's not, I'm not saying I'm that great. I'm just saying, you know, they...
Once you go rip, there's no one to pick.
Right, I guess.
There you go.
I guess. You know, I guess.
Are you guys going to stick, like, with Los Bandoleros style of music, or will you branch out into other genres?
What do you say, Frank?
Honestly, we've got more, you know, we have more songs that we actually did. Los Bandoleros is a project that we did hoping to salvage this music and the thinking in the sense of, you know, is it liked? You know, is it sellable? Does anybody like the music? Do they want to buy it? Because we got so many other different styles of music that we've written, and we figured if this works, then we'll do another one. You know, because it's really different. I mean, we have some pops, like Rick was saying. We have these, I don't know how to label them. You know, but they're pop songs.
We could give you a pure pop song called Talk Talk.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's cool.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
it's totally unlike any of this stuff. So
the thing is, that, you know, yeah, writing music for just one particular style, that's kind of limiting. You know,
right.
I want to branch
boring.
Out.
And boring.
Yeah, and why, if you can do more, do it by all means, for Pete's sake.
Right.
So
cool.
That's what we tried to do.
Very interesting.
Thank you
very much. Very interesting program tonight, Joanne.
Chuck, would you be interested in winning a CD of the Los Bandoleros CD?
CD, DVD.
Oh, CD, DVD. My apologies. It's a CD, DVD.
Absolutely. It'd be my honor.
All right. Well, at the end of the show, I'm gonna pull a number out of a hat that has called, and if you get a call, that means you won.
All right. Cool. Terrific. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you, Chuck. Thanks for calling. Have
Thanks,
a good
Chuck.
Night.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Happy
Thanks,
Veterans
guys.
Day. That's what I forgot to mention, guys, earlier when
yeah,
I said
Happy Veterans
Day. Yeah, when I said there's something I needed to talk about, and I totally, you know, with this COVID, I don't know what today is. I was sitting down last night, and I'm like, I look at the clock, and it was 5 to 9. I said, oh, shit, I've got a show. And I just had eye surgery on Monday. And I was like, I got it. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I had to look at the calendar. I said, oh, God, it's tomorrow. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, my God. I freaked out. You have no idea. No idea. Because I was not ready at all. I don't even think I set it up.
You made it crazy.
Yeah, well, we had another caller. They hung
remember,
up. So.
A year ago, I was on your show with a song called Shadowland, which was done by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Right.
A tribute to Vietnam vets. So,
right.
Or vets. I feel very proud of that, you know, that I was able to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Hey, Rick, send that to me again. I'll play it for the show next week. I have Martha Bolton on. She's a author of the new Bob Hope book. I think it's called Correspondence with Bob Hope from World War II. I'm probably just butchered that, but it's something to that effect about Bob Hope when
he
did all the...
Well, he was a big guy with the USO.
Yeah, that's
like
what the book is about, that he met so many wonderful people, and they kept in touch with him over the years, and they wrote him letters, and they put it in a book. So anyway, but that's what I'm doing for Veterans Day. We're having Martha on, so... Yeah, shoot me the song again. The only reason I have to ask for it again is because my computer died, so I'm using a different computer. I've got nothing on it.
It's on YouTube right now, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know I need the MP3. You know I can't do that myself. Come on.
Let me see. Okay.
You know I can't do that myself, but anyway, I'm just loving everything tonight. The music is really great, and like Chuck said, I mean, the versatility in both of you, musically and lyrically, is just amazing. That's why I asked Rick, where do you come up with your ideas? And I guess, you know, the two of you bounce
Miguel
off each other either way. So
you play Miguel the Iguana.
Oh, I didn't pick that one.
No, that's okay.
Nope, I didn't pick Miguel. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
One night
no, I only picked a few. We can't play the whole album. Don't you want people
one
to pick
together.
It up and listen to it?
One Night Together.
Right? One Night Together. I did pick.
Yes.
Okay, so
Ricky,
One Night Together. Did you guys do this together or no? Who's on this
of
one?
Of course.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we did.
Yes.
And
I
this,
wrote the
is this
English
off
lyrics.
The,
he wrote the Spanish lyrics. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask, if it was off the Los Bandoleros album. So it is, yes.
Yes.
All right, folks, here we go. Here's another good one, One Night Together. Check it out. Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia with Los Bandoleros. One Night Together.
to show
Frank,
you how little how little I know about Spanish is Frank obviously came up with it, Oye Corazon, whatever it is. I don't know what the fuck it says. I have no idea. Frank, what does it say?
Con mi corazón nadie juega means with my heart no one plays.
Good. Good. I never knew
Frank,
that.
Frank, after hearing that one, I was going to say we're going to start calling you Carlos Garcia instead of Frank Garcia.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the nicest compliment I've ever had. You know?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I felt your Carlos Santana in there. Definitely, it felt it come out of your fingers and your heart. You know,
well, Carlos, he influenced. You imagine how many people he's touched, how many musicians, you know, in L.A., let alone Florida or whatever. I mean, Jesus, you know, unbelievable. He's a great. He's the master. He's
absolutely
the credit.
A song called "Smooth" by Carlos. You know, with the guy, you know, Smooth is very close to what we do, you know, but it's very close.
Wait, Rick, you know what? I was wondering, should we mention, like, you know, the musicians that played? You know, we have Gloria that's just sang right now, right?
Yes.
Do you think, Joanne, is
what?
It fair? Can we mention the musicians that
absolutely
played?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, like Gloria just sang. I thought she did a great job in this song, and which is one
Gloria
of the Gloria Simmons, yeah. And then I think it was Richie on drums, right?
Richie Gahate Garcia.
Yeah. And then there was on the other songs that you played, the first one, South Inferno. Enzo played in, what did he play?
Well, on one of them, a couple of them he played. You know,
yeah, I don't think
great trumpet. Mm-hmm. And
but on the first
Ray Peasy.
Yeah, he's a great flute player. Yeah, but these are musicians that have played on the album. But I'm just talking about the songs that Joanne's played on the radio right now. The first one was South Inferno. That one was Faith.
No,
she
haven't played that yet.
I didn't play that one yet. That one's great.
Siento esta salsa en fuego. That was the first one.
No, we played Bandoleros first.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We didn't
then
do
Bandoleros,
Salsa Inferno yet.
Okay,
Inferno.
Then I'm out in space.
Well,
where
you
my
know what? Let's bring you back. Let's bring you back down to earth. Here's Salsa Inferno. Check it out. Here we go.
Siento esta salsa en fuego. Yeah.
Fuego, an amigo. What's that? My hot friend? What is it saying?
Tell me. Wait. No, I'm confused.
I never knew what this shit meant.
Si, no, siento esta salsa en fuego. Ven y baila conmigo. Siento, that means I feel the sauce. Because salsa in Spanish actually is the sauce. Salsa is sauce.
Right.
I feel the sauce on fire. Come and dance with me.
Okay. Well, I know fuego is fire, and then amigo is, you know, so.
Those friends. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that was
good.
Just my hot friend.
I'm so happy.
Let me tell you, working with Frank is like, how do I describe it? He's crazy, man. Well, he's crazy, but he's a master at this shit. So, you know, he...
Well, you got to be good at something.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm good at something. So are you.
We all got to be good at something.
It's
that's what makes life happy, you know? I mean, for people.
Right.
Let's enjoy.
Right. Well, I'm very curious to the listeners out there who are avid salsa dancers or lovers of the music. Tell me what you think of this, and... I think it's great. I'd love to know what you think, and you can get yourself a copy of the CD Los Bandoleros by calling in to 646-478-0999. What, Rick? What?
I was in Paris once, Paris, France, and there was a salsa club that was playing this one of our songs back then.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, because they... dug the salsa shit, you know? So I just, I think one thing about salsa is it has, you know, you can go into rock or pop or other, which I've written all this shit, but you can go into all those and they you know, you'll be told not up to date, whatever the word is, you know, but you go into this type of stuff. What? Tell me, Frank.
Dated. But you know what? You should let Joanne talk. Let her talk.
Okay.
I'm good.
It's her show,
I'm
Ricky,
good.
Not yours.
No, when you're on, it's your show. So, wanted to say... was Frank, I'm looking forward to a conversation with you offline to discuss something. If you could make something happen for me, you may get me out of my closet and get me back out there.
Oh, sure. Anytime.
Because I've got something. I think you can really do something great with it. And if you could pick me up with that, oh, man, I got a lot more to go.
Cool.
So we definitely got to touch base. I know Rick mentioned to you that I was interested in doing something with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He told me, and it's all good. I just, you know, it's your call.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know. I want to do it. I want to do it for sure, especially after listening to everything. I can hear where you can go, and it's just amazing. You can take anything and turn it into, like, an amazing sound, and it's fabulous. So
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, but now I hear you guys have a new website, Rick.
Yeah,
it's a VivaLosBandoleros.com.
Viva in front of it. Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's brand new, by the way. Huh? Yeah, I just want to make sure that you know that you mentioned that it's brand new. It just started.
Right.
So.
Yes.
So where can people get a copy or download or anything?
No.
How can they get the music?
They can call me or text me. You know, the store hasn't gone up yet. So
okay, but you're on Facebook.
Tomorrow.
You're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, of course I am.
Mm-hmm. So they can reach out to you there. Well, we're running short on time. So
how long have we gone? What didn't we play?
We played America Bandolero. Did we play La Loco?
L.A. Local. That's the one with the DVD.
L.A. Loco.
Oh, it's L.A. Loco? I thought it was La Loco. I'm sorry. Or either L.A. Loco or Simpatico.
Yeah, no. I like your title better.
La Loco.
Yeah, sure. Play whatever you want to play.
Which one you guys want? Simpatico or La Loco or L.A. Loco?
Frank will answer.
Well, you know what? I like L.A. Loco, and that's the DVD. Let's leave that as a surprise for whatever caller wins it. Okay. I say let's do Simpatico.
Oh,
in my opinion.
All right, so we'll do Simpatico. We'll talk for a couple seconds, well, a couple minutes,
okay.
And then we'll have to head on out. So here we go. This is Simpatico.
Fine.
Let me say it the way Frank says it. Simpatico. Simpatico, Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia from Los Bandoleros.
He's a master at what he does. He's a master at what he does.
Now, is that the same female singer that we've been listening to all night?
Well, the first, I thought it was this song that you played. Not this one, South Inferno. Bandolero, South Inferno, and this one was Faith. Faith Rivera.
So this is all the same female vocalist. Okay.
No.
On what was the one that you played? No. One Night Together. That was Gloria.
Bandolero. Gloria, same song.
On the first song?
Yes.
Bandolero was the first song.
Yeah, that was Faith, Ricky.
And then who is this on Simpatizo?
Simpatico, that was Faith also.
Oh, Simpatico. You know, I'll get it, I promise. Nice, nice. And what kind of music, I'm curious what kind of music she normally sings, this Faith. What do you know what she, or she just
does studio work?
Well,
actually, Faith was originally a background singer. I don't know how I met her, but she was used to singing background in choruses and stuff like that for major artists and what have you. And she was hired by us to come and play to do a demo. And then we kept her and we used her for the songs, you know, and
she
was great.
She's
really, you know, likable. But her voice is different than that of Gloria's. So we had two different elements. It's like instruments. Voices are like instruments, you know,
right.
For somebody crafting, what have you. And, you know, will this work better? Will that work better? And it's a matter of choice. We couldn't make up our mind, but this is what we ended up with deciding to be the best of it.
Yeah,
and,
no, I was just checking my old ears. I wasn't sure, because I said, I think this is a different singer, and I wasn't
sure.
Well,
you're a singer yourself, so...
but she sounded different, but almost the same, you know, for the vein of what you're trying to do, but I could tell it was a different singer, but she's good.
The funny thing is that when a singer comes into my studio, I kind of guide them. So because I sing the melody, I write the melody, right? I have to have a melody for them to sing.
Right.
Now,
you're
of course,
the producer,
I need to,
too, so.
And I have to have the words for them to sing. So these are the words that you're going to sing, but you're going to sing these notes in this arrangement, in this rhythm, and this style.
Right.
And this is it's a work. It's a job. And so, you know, we start with one thing, and if it works after listening to it for a couple of times, and then have, you know, several people come in and say, you know, those that are paying for the job to be done, and say, hey, yeah, we like it, or no, we don't like it, change this or change that or whatever. It's a long, ongoing progress, and that's pretty much how it works.
Right. Well, I'm excited. Go ahead, Rick.
Frank is a fucking genius, let me tell you.
Yeah, but Ricky, don't tell people that. My phone will stop. You know what I mean? Come on. Do not ever.
Well, since this is new, I wish you guys, oh, my God, the best with this. And, you know, you're just getting it kicked off and you're starting to promote it now. And it sounds fabulous. And I think it's going to do great. I love it. And keep checking back, folks, to VivaBandoleros.com. And they'll be up and running soon. So
VivaLosBandoleros.com.
Yes, I'm
Viva
sorry. LosBandoleros.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
and
we are.
Also,
we're bandits at large.
That's
bandits.
Right. That's right. That's what it means, by the way, folks.
Yes.
I'm learning Spanish tonight. I got a Spanish lesson as we talk tonight. So I'll never have a Spanish accent. I just can't. I don't know why. I cannot roll an R if my life saved.
I can't either. If my life depended
on it.
I don't know any go ahead.
That's okay. I don't know any
of the Spanish lyrics. You know, Frank came in with all these Spanish lyrics. I don't know what the heck they say, you know, but they worked. That's
right. Sounds great. Right, right. Well, the Spanish people understand it, and that's great. So, you know, and then you've got the English mixed in there, and it doesn't really matter. If music's good, it's good, you know. And then, you never know what draws people into like a song. Is it either the lyric? Is it the melody? Is it the music? You never know. You never know what's going to make it, what people appeal to. So, but anyway,
no matter what, Frank and I are in this together. That's it.
Well, it's
we're not in it separately, are we?
What?
We're not in it separately, are we?
No.
Right. Okay.
Well, it sounds great, you guys. I can only wait to hear what you got coming with the new stuff. And, I mean, once you get this baby off the ground, and get it out there to everybody. The new stuff's probably going to be fabulous, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Well,
and
guys,
it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great to meet you. Frank, Rick, thank you, as always, for coming on. And, you know, we'll talk about the Christmas spectacular that I hold in December, talk about that.
Okay.
Right, and we'll go from there. But everybody, Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia from Los Bandoleros, go check it out. Keep checking that website. Viva la! I know I'm going to not be able to say the R. So VivaLosBandoleros.com.
Yes,
check the site.
That was
the site, yep. The site is just being built up, and it should be available very soon, and you'll be able to purchase a copy of the CD. And I've got 3 phone numbers here of people who called in, and I'm going to call them. And
really?
Yeah, we'll pick one out of the hat, and we'll see who won that CD.
Pick one.
I don't want to give out the person's phone number over the air.
Hang on. I'll call you back.
Who's this?
I'm sorry.
Frank's phone's ringing off the hook now. See,
it's unbelievable. The minute you said I was a genius, now the whole world's calling me, and my phone is going to blow up.
Right. Yep. Oh my God. Well, thank you so much, guys. I enjoyed the conversation, and definitely the music for sure.
Yeah,
and what is a pleasure. Have a good
thank
night,
you,
and enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Rick Ryan, Frank Garcia, Los Bandoleros. Take care, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, I like salsa. I mean, I'm not a huge fan, but I do like it. If it's playing, I will dance to it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've gone to a salsa club or whatever. But, I mean, this stuff is great because it's a mix of everything. It's not just salsa. You can dig it. It's got the rock in there. I mean, I definitely, Santana was all over, what song was it? Oh, I can't remember which one it was now. Oh, man. Was it One Night Together? I think it was One Night Together. I think it was that one. That had Santana all over it, but it sounded great, but it sounded different. It didn't sound exactly like, so, you know, it's that feel, you know, it's that feel, so... but yeah, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I'm just leaving that day alone. Just gonna chill. So need a break, I guess. My body's crying again. So anyway, we've got on the 12th though. We've got Judge Judy's bailiff, Bird, Petrie Hawkins Bird, and his wife, who's gonna be joining us as well. And then on the 14th Sunday, we've got Andy Cahan from the Turtles. I don't know if it's Cahan or Cahan. I don't want to get yelled at. I hate butchering names. And speaking of Veterans Day again, we will be doing our veteran show on the 15th. And that is author Martha Bolton. And we're going to be talking about her book, Dear Bob, Bob Hope's, A Correspondence with GIs of World War II. Larry Strauss is coming back. We had him on some quite time ago. He is the son of Charlotte Ray, and he's also an author. And I don't know if he's still teaching. He was a teacher when we had him on last, but he's got a new book out called Light Man. And then we've got Lisa Penagos on the 30th. I'm not sure if we have something on the 28th. I have to check my messages. I think I do, but I'm not 100%. Lisa Penagos on the 30th. She is a singer-songwriter, and I met her, it's got to be almost 3 years ago now, where did I meet her? I don't know how we met, actually. Was it online? It must have been. We didn't meet in person, but I don't know how we met. But she was on another show that I was on when I said that I was thinking about doing a radio show. And we had her on as a guest, and we tried to play her music, and it sounded awful, the sound quality that we had. And I had to have her back on so that we could play the song and give it its justice. I mean, it sounded really bad. We had another issue with another artist that was on where we didn't know how to play the music through the platform. And, you know, it was early on. My God, we had just started. And John and I, and we didn't know that we could upload music and play the music. So we figured that all out, except for when I try to do the freestyle music. Whenever I want to play some music, I've got to work that out because it's got to come out better so you guys could enjoy it, because I love doing it. I have a good time doing it. So Veterans Day tomorrow, a day off. Most people look at it as just a day off. It's not just a day off. It's a day to say thank you to the people who have fought and died for our country. And, you know, real Americans back in the day. And, you know, I take that back. Sorry. Anyway, what else? That's it. Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, we've got these tickets to the Thanksgiving Comedy Festival at NJ PAC on 11/26. And there are some great comedians that are going to be there. We've got a pair. And also the Observer newspaper is giving away a pair. So if you want to reach out to the Observer, go to observer.com and check that out. And when is the actual show? The 26th. The 26th. So you've got a couple of shows to get in before you can actually win your ticket. So call in to win, folks. So that's all you got to do. No contest, no guessing, no nothing. It is Wednesday. I want you all to have a great weekend. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening in. Pardon me. Thank you to Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia. And go check out the music of Los Bandoleros. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Have a great weekend. Take care. Happy Veterans Day.